guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to have you on the show. We've had a couple of public holidays on the last two Mondays, so we've got a big old backlog of union questions to jump into. Is that all good with you?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Our first one is from someone saying, my boss is an anti-vaxxer. They keep saying that we shouldn't get the vaccine and I'm finding it pretty stressful. How can I politely ask them to stop talking about it? Ha ha. I feel like that's a nervous ha ha at the end there.
Yeah, I think that is a nervous ha ha. We've had some similar questions like this and that's disturbing to know that this is a common situation that people find themselves in. I think the best way to go about this would be to maybe ask that we don't discuss kind of politics at work, because I'm sure, you don't feel comfortable talking about your political opinions with your boss, and so your boss will kind of be taking advantage of that position of power, right, in a sense, to just kind of talk about their political opinions without any kind of fear of repercussions. So mm-hmm. I think the most polite thing to do is to just remind your boss that maybe it's not really appropriate. As much as I wish that there was anything else we could do about sort of anti-vaxxers, I think that's the best way to go about it. Because there's not really much else that can be done, to be honest.
Seems like a sensible course to mm-hmm. plow ahead with there. We've got a text from someone who said, I'm still in high school and I just started my first job. They want to put me on a rate that's lower than minimum wage. They've said it's a starting out rate. What is this and is it even legal?
This is unfortunately something that was brought in by not the previous national government, but actually the national government before the Helen Clark's government, and the youth rate. It's called the youth rate or the starting out minimum wage. It's very, very unfair. So 16 to 17 year olds who haven't done 6 months of continuous employment service are paid, I think, at a rate of $16.50 an hour compared to the minimum wage, or the adult minimum wage. And 18 to 19 year olds who have been on any kind of benefit are also paid at that lower rate for 6 months. So yes, it is legal. The government has, in their election platform in 2017, promised to get rid of it. They haven't yet done so, and so that starting out minimum wage for people 16 to 17 or 18 to 19, if you have previously received any kind of welfare benefit, that is that's something that can be paid to for a period of 6 months, and it's something that the union movement is very, very opposed to, because there's kind of this principle that same work, same pay.
Totally.
It doesn't matter who you are, it is discriminatory. The Green Party as well is opposed to it. And if you want to talk to your local Labour MP, the government hasn't followed through on that promise to abolish the starting out minimum wage, and I do think it's very unfair. But unfortunately, yes, it is legal.
Extremely stink. I'm sorry to that texter. Bad news, but yeah, maybe a good reason to do some lobbying as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got another vaccine question. Someone said there's been a lot of talk of people at my work not wanting others to come in until everybody is vaccinated. Can my work stop me from coming in until I've had the COVID vaccine?
So your work isn't able to mandate that you have the vaccine. At the end of the day, you have autonomy. You have health autonomy and the ability to make decisions about your body and what you do with it. We talked about this before, but if something's in your contract and you sign it, that's a different story. So if it's in your contract that you're required to be vaccinated for your work, that's a different story. But mm-hmm. I would assume that that's not in, I can't think of any group of workers besides possibly healthcare workers at the border where that might be in their contract. So the answer is no one can make you get the vaccine, though there might be some ways that employers will be able to encourage people to do it. And we might see the government rolling out mandatory things like that, but I can't speak to that. I'm just saying right now the way things stand, no one can mandate you to get a vaccine.
Somebody has texted in, I've quit my job. Do I have to work out the full termination period? I want to start my new job early.
That's a good question. So yes, you do need to work out your notice period, but you can negotiate with your previous employer. Some people take a portion of their leave that they've accrued to finish it at an earlier date, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's something that you can talk to your employer about. So some people will use up their leave instead of having to work out their notice. So that means you don't get paid out your leave, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And I guess what would be one of the consequences of just stopping coming to work? You wouldn't get paid out your final bit, breaking the contract?
Yeah, that's a break of contract, and you might not get paid the leave that you've accrued and all the benefits and stuff like that. So not a good idea. Don't do that. Just for your own sake. And, I mean, it's just not a good idea in terms of, you know, wanting to get a good reference, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, look, there's times, I have to be honest, I've done that before. I wasn't expecting a reference or to get paid out my full leave entitlement. So, just so you know what to expect.
Exactly. I've just got two more questions. Someone said my work is closed for the next 3 days, obviously because of level 3. Since there's no wage subsidy yet, I'm worried I won't get paid. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The wage subsidy doesn't kick in for the first 72 hours of any lockdown. So if the lockdown continues past 72 hours, I'm assuming the government will institute a new wage subsidy, but at this stage, the first 72 hours, there's no wage subsidy. I would talk to your employer to see if you can use maybe sick leave or annual leave so that you don't miss any pay. But I just want to point out that I think that the 72-hour rule is going to adversely affect a lot of workers, and I don't think it's particularly fair, because 3 days of missed pay can really have a big impact on people.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Especially in lower paid and more precarious industries as well.
Absolutely. And it's such short notice as well.
Our very last question is from someone who said, "Hey, Justine, my work has given me a zero-hour contract. Aren't they illegal?" And then they followed up by saying it was a Christmas casual position. They sent me a document to sign 3 weeks before my contract ended, and it had 0 hours listed.
So zero-hour contracts and casual contracts, there's a little bit of confusion about the difference between the two. And so just because your contract doesn't stipulate a set number of hours doesn't necessarily mean it's a zero-hour contract, but good on you for being vigilant, because zero-hour contracts are indeed illegal. So the difference between a casual contract and a zero-hour contract, the casual contract doesn't stipulate any hours, right? So,
You've gone a little bit robot there, Justine. Would you be able to repeat that?
Sorry, how am I now?
A little bit better. I'm sorry, Justin, you've gone completely robot again. We might have to come back to this question. I think our phone connection's gone just completely bonkers at the end here. Can you still hear me?
Okay. I can hear you, but you can't hear me very
well, can you? No, unfortunately, you sound like you've got a cool vocoder effect on, which is mint if this was a sample in a track, but I think it's going to be hard to get the info for this person across. I'm sorry to that texter, but we will get to your question next week, so do stay tuned for that. And thank you very much, Justine, for all of your very wise advice this morning. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sorry for the robot.
It's all right. Hey, thanks. See you later.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you, Justine.